Hey, hey, we're here at the Orange Peel in Asheville, WNCW's the Warren Haynes Christmas Free Jam. My name's Martin with WNCW, got an enthusiastic crowd here, and hello everyone listening online and at 88.7. Thanks to our sponsors, by the way, Luella's Barbecue, Highland Brewing, Tops for Shoes, New Morning Gallery, and Climax Climbing, and the Orange Peel here. And, you know, we got a lot of great acts that come and go here throughout the evening. And if there's one person that's the glue behind it all, it's this man here, Warren Haynes. Can we give him a big thank you?
Hello.
Congratulations, Warren, on this 30th Christmas Jam. And for the past, I forget how many years, fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity.
About 25 or something like that.
25 of them. Wonderful. It feels like a particularly nostalgic one because it's the 30th Christmas Jam and the 20th of pre-jam. If you remember that very first pre-jam, came on down to Spindale with... With a couple of folks that had just met a little bit ago, and then now look at them now. Derek Trucks.
Did we do that twice?
You did it down there twice.
I remember we brought Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi and Little Milton. And the Bottle Rockets.
Yep, came out the next year. I love how that thing just kind of grew and grew, and look where we are now with this amazing lineup.
And Chris Dworkin.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Some of those are out there, and you can pick them up, and it supports the great fundraising here that Warren does here with a small skeleton crew of great folks that have been raising funds for Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. This is your hometown. You pick Habitat, and you just kind of decide to stick with it, and it's just so wonderful. But I think it's... We're going to talk with the executive director in a little bit, but $2.3 million raised so far by y'all. That's a lot of houses. That's a lot of houses. You haven't banged your thumb yet, hammering yet, have you?
Well, it's all due to the amazing amount of wonderful musicians and artists that have contributed through the years. And so it's a group effort in the truest sense of the word.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I got to say, this is a wonderful way to bring the WNCW community as well together. You've been really, really supportive of us for the pre-jam and just throughout the year with what you do. So all of us, and many, many nonprofits, thank you for what you do. You're not the first musician to do a great fundraiser. I'm thinking of like George Harrison, that big concert for Bangladesh and all, but I'm wondering, where did you get this idea to fuse these great shows and fundraising together and do it so well? Is there a business model? Is there someone growing up in Asheville that planted the seed for you?
Well, the very first Christmas Jam 30 years ago was in a club smaller than this, and it was an opportunity for all local musicians to get together and play at the one time a year that it seemed like we were all in town, which was the holiday season. We weren't thinking about the money or the charity or anything. We just wanted to play music. And the small amount of money we raised, we would pick a charity and donate. The next year, it was a little bigger. The next year, it was a little bigger, but it kind of just grew wings and took off on its own. Then it became a bigger event due to people like Alan Woody and Derek Trucks and Kevin Kinney and Edwin McCain and Dave Stewes Bobby Keys from the Rolling Stones came one year, Toy Caldwell from the Marshall Tucker Band came one year, and it just kind of turned into something that beyond what we could expect. When we moved it to the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, the second year we turned away, I think, a couple of thousand people, so then we moved it to the arena where it's been ever since. But something organic just turned into something beautiful that we had no idea. So I don't know.
Well, you mentioned some of the familiar names here that we see on stage for these fundraisers, but just shout out to all the people that work behind the scenes to make these great fundraising events happen. You brought some great people together with your S&W Foundation, your wife Steph, and everyone that works to make it happen. It's wonderful.
Absolutely, and everybody at Hardhead that works starting around March or April to put this all together. It's not something that happens quickly. It takes most of the year to put together, but it's worth it because it's a beautiful thing you guys are doing. So
yeah. You mentioned that very first Christmas jam at a little venue called 45 Cherry. And it was great to see those guys from the first one jamming with you for the 45 Cherry Band earlier. I hope you all listening got to catch that earlier in the evening. Maybe there's some folks at 45 Cherry listening now, but they'd be in their cars because it's now a parking lot for, I think, AT&T employees or something. Maybe they're hanging out. I don't know. Maybe hanging around Be Here Now as well, another one in a venue that's gone. But we got the Orangeville here tonight. There's Civic Center tomorrow night for these great shows. And, of course, Government Mule doing two sets, just to clarify with folks, two totally different things, it sounds like, tomorrow night. You and Government Mule doing Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark Side of the Moon is tomorrow. Yeah, both nights are incredible. I'm extremely excited about the 30th.
Oh, cool. We're looking forward to it all. And you bring back some great ones like, well, Mike Gordon Fish and all sorts of other surprises coming your way. But you've actually got a couple of new-to-us names here that maybe you can introduce for this next set here at the pre-jam.
Well, Christmas Jam has always been about the spirit of bringing together all different types of music, some music from people that you've heard be part of it every year. So we like to bring new names every year, and in that tradition, I want to introduce you to someone that's going to be backed by our friend. Whoa, what are you doing over there? We're going to be backed by our friend Jimmy Bovino and Marco Benevento. Hello. Please put your hands together for a new artist you're going to be hearing a lot of in the future. This is Maris. Make her feel welcome.
Something, girl,
beautiful.
Thank you. The next song we're going to sing was originally written by, I think, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Dolly Parton. And
I'd like to say something.
Oh,
I went on YouTube and watched this version that Maris does of this song, and it's amazing. You guys should definitely check it out. And this is one of my favorite songs of all time. So.
I originally did a version with Postmodern Jukebox of this song, and it's kind of jazzed up and tempo changes and arrangement changes and whatever. But this is Jolene. Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Christmas Pre-Jam, The Orange Peel, Asheville, North Carolina, 12-6-2018, FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Sound Devices, 722, approximately 35 feet from stage, 6.5 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 268 of 2018.